After dedicating much of the parasha to the catastrophic story of the Meraglim, the Torah goes on to teach us several different mitzvahs. And each of these mitzvahs has some connection, some correlation to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Some more obvious than others. But in some way or form, these mitzvahs are intended to neutralize the Meraglim's grave mistake, their desecration, the chilul of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. And one such mitzvah is the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, separating the challah. The Torah describes the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah as being dependent on our arrival, our entry into Eretz Yisrael. The entrance into Eretz Yisrael triggers the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. Kluger has a remarkable explanation on the connection between Hafrashas Challah and Eretz Yisrael. You see, halacha dictates that the chiv of Hafrashas Challah is induced by the kneading of the dough. Mixing the water and flour generates this chiv, this obligation, this requirement to separate the challah. The simple act of kneading is creative, transformative, and metamorphic. When you do the simple motion of mixing water and flour, you get a completely, entirely different item. You're creating something completely different. It's something creative, something transformative. Flour, water, you mix it, and there's a dough, something completely different. The Medrash refers to man as chalasha shel olam. We are the chala of the world. Mankind is the chala of the world. What does that mean? We're the chala of the chalasha shel olam. The idea is that the human being consists of two different elements that emerged into one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the body and the soul, the guf and the neshama, and he creates us. We have been kneaded by the Ribono Shel Olam. We are the chalasha shel olam. We are the dough of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us by fusing the world of ruchnius and the world of gashmius. Our purpose in this world is to continuously fuse the world of Ruchnius and the world of Gashmius. Our 40-year journey through the desert was an experience in survival through Ruchnius, only through Ruchnius. It was a period of miracles, nisim, neflaos. It was a time of the man falling from Shemayim. It was one directional. We were completely dependent on Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was all from above. But the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, placed the responsibility, the all, on the people, on us. We need to work the land. We need to harvest the land. We need to knead the dough. Eretz Yisrael is the land that allows, promotes, encourages, and demands our input, our creation, our innovations. It's a place that combines the heavens and the earth, the ruchnius and the gashmius. That's the idea of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of the land, that which is physical, that which is gashmius, that Adam has to bring kedusha into the world, connecting the ruchnius and the gashmius. The mitzvah of challah depends on our entry into Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, "Bevoachem el haaretz, asher ani mevi aschem meshama," when you enter into my land, and then it says, "Vayav v'achlechem melechem haaretz," when you eat the bread of the ground, "Tarimu tshuma l'Hashem," you should separate tshuma, you should be mafish challah. Because just as Eretz Yisrael is a place that merges physicality and spirituality, so too challah merges physicality and spirituality. The flour, which comes from the ground, represents the gashmius, the earth, and the water, which comes from above, the rain, the symbolic of Torah, represents the ruchnius. The celebration of challah is the same celebration as Eretz Yisrael. It's the combination, the fusion, the mixture of ruchnius, gashmius, flour and water, Torah, and the earth. The smallest size of the challah that's separated is 1/48, Chazal teaches. 1/48 is enough to be considered a challah. So what's the significance in 48? So the Megala Milkos writes that the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'ed, as mentioned by the Zohar and other places, contains 24 letters. We say this once in the morning, and we say this once in the evening. It represents combining the day and the night, the ruchnius and the gashmius. In total, we say 48 letters of Baruch Shem, the morning and the night, combining the ruchnius and the gashmius, the heavens and the earth. He adds, the Megal Umukas adds that there were 48 Kurashim of the Mishkan, 48 beams of the Mishkan. And the letters Keresh are the same as Kesher, to connect. The Mishkan was a place that connected. It was Makasher, the heavens and the earth, the Shemayim Va'aretz. The Mishkan was the bridge between Klal Yisrael and Shemayim. We can add that the number 48 can be spelled Moach or Cham, brain or heat. The word Moach, which means brain, represents the heavens, the intellect, the ruchnius. And Cham, heat, represents the physical, the gashmis. 48 represents the combination of Moach and Cham, Cham and Moach, the brain and the heat, the ruchnius and the gashmis. That's number 48, and that's why 1/48 is taken from the challah, as the shir of challah, because it represents the ability to bridge both worlds together, the flour and the water. And the reason there's a special mitzvah of a fresh challah on Erev Shabbos, it's because this is the time where the work week transitions to the day of Kedusha, the day of Shabbos. It's this fusion between the two, between the flour and the mayim, the work and the Torah. May we be zocha to bring Kedusha into our lives, into this world, and to see the day where we very soon will see and experience the Yom Shekulo Shabbos.